Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
So if you're listening, you need to listen.
Well, Herschel Walker said so.
Because Herschel Walker said so.
What will he always be known as? A bulldog or a cowboy?
I think he'll always be known for, what wasn't he in the blockbuster trade? Like 412 players got traded from Minnesota for him?
Right.
Wasn't that Herschel Walker?
I don't know.
I think it was.
Sounds about right.
But I don't even think you remember him being in Dallas.
No?
I don't. Remember? I mean, I think Georgia.
Yeah. As a college player.
Wonder if Georgia's going to play this year.
What's that?
I said, thanks for listening.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I said, I wonder if the Bulldogs are even going to play this year.
It depends on what conference they're in. I think the coronavirus can only go to certain conferences.
And if they're going to opt out. Danny Vitale opted out. Former Buck, former, I think he then went to Cleveland. Then he went to Chicago, I believe. And then he's in New England.
Okay.
And I believe he opted out.
Okay.
Would you opt out?
Of a competition?
Of anything.
No, I don't opt out of anything. I'm always in. I'm all in. Like poker, I'm all in. Texas Hold'em?
I don't know.
Are they having poker tournaments on ESPN now?
Well, you know, I've seen the poker tournaments that it's, they're all in their houses.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I want to know how you deal.
Oh, it's electronic, right? It's got to be.
I guess.
Has to be.
And I guess they turn them over wherever they're doing it. But I guess it's no different than playing online.
But they open the casinos back up.
Yeah.
Know, so they have, you know, plexiglass and.
Does that bother you?
The plexiglass?
Yeah. It doesn't bother
me.
Well, I don't care.
But it's just kind of like, why? Like, if you're really fearful of it, stay home. You don't have to go to the casino.
Some people have to.
Well, the people who work there.
No, the people that they have an addiction.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, you can get that same addiction online, right? Can't you play online poker and online gambling?
I don't know. You know what's weird is I once endorsed an online poker, blah, 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 blah. They set me up with an account, and I couldn't walk away. Where I can walk away when it's real money,
uh-huh.
You know, when I'm putting money down, and I see me losing that money that I'm putting down.
Right.
But the credits, to me, didn't seem real.
Well, that's why they do it. They desensitize the value of money.
Right.
No, and now it's modernized with Cash App and Venmo and all these other cash apps where it's not real dollars. You're just transferring numbers. So it doesn't feel real. But casinos are the greatest, like the psychological part. You know, they keep your eyes right in the middle of the room. There's nothing to look at up at the top. There's nothing to look at the bottom because it's like a crazy pattern. So they keep you right in the middle of the action where you're winning and having fun.
And I've learned a lot of that from watching Bar Rescue. I've watched marathons now where we literally don't change the channel.
Right.
This is our 43rd Tuesday of watching it. In other words, just day after day after day. And that's what, you know, John Taffer says, you know, that there's a system like TVs behind a dark wall that's all blah, blah, and all these things that you don't realize.
Sure.
I never realized that.
It's all psychology. It's all about the mind. I mean, look, let's be honest. Nothing good comes out of the front of a gas station. I mean, it's all impulse buys, addictions, tobacco. It's gambling, lotto. It's sugar. It's cheap electronics you would never buy, but because you need it, you'll pay a premium. You know, so there's really nothing positive. It just feeds on the human.
I guess we all have. You know, you go to a register and there's a Snickers bar there. Sure. Or there's, you know. You don't really want it.
Look, let's go to the elephant in the room. The biggest one is Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A has nothing to do with Christianity. Like, they just know that when you restrict the human spirit of something and you can't get it, you crave it more. So on Saturday, you order two because you can't order on Sunday. Or on Sunday, you crave a lemonade and you know that, man, I don't even like lemonade, but I can't wait to get this lemonade in my mouth. And then as we look at the Chick-fil-A sandwich from the impulse buy. So what'd you do? Buy three on Monday because you couldn't get it on Sunday?
Well, no. First of all, I don't really know if I've ever craved it on Sunday.
Really?
I don't know. I know that we've all joked.
Because I know the Super Bowl was in Atlanta, and they were like, we got to open up Chick-fil-A on Sunday for the Superdome, for the Mercedes Dome.
I didn't think they did.
They didn't.
No. Right.
But I mean, it's that, man.
So
they make more revenue in 6 days than seven. And they slap Christianity behind it, and, you know.
I don't know if I've ever craved it on Sunday. I've jokingly said, hey, let's go. But I don't know if I've ever really craved anything.
Huh.
you know, where it's like, oh my, I have to go get.
But when people take something away from you, you don't want it more. I mean, look at kids. I mean, it's like you take their toy, they want it more. You know, so it's the same human spirit. We're not really much different than when we were children. Like, you know.
Well, I know you're not.
Well, I'm the same.
Right.
I wear the same size pants, so.
I'm not saying anything.
So, yeah, that's good.
So you started the show saying, did I think football is going to play?
Yeah.
But you didn't answer. What do you think? I know that they've done, and we've been in on those Zoom press conferences of the Buccaneers and you know, Shady McCoy yesterday and today the coach and tomorrow Brady. And, you know, we've had the opportunity to talk to quite a few of them. And, you know, they've talked about their showers outside, their eating outside. Their classroom is now in that big building that they built, you know, so that everybody can spread out. Mm-hmm. I think that they're going to attempt. I just don't know how they're going to be able to pull off 16 games, 17, you know, weeks. Somebody's going to get sick, and then what? I mean, look at these baseball teams, you know, that have canceled four-game series.
Right.
Because they can't field a team.
Sure.
They can't field a team of their normal big league team.
Right. Of course.
What's going to happen if Brady catches it, if Russell Wilson catches it, if Jackson catches it?
And what's the roster? 53?
No, it got expanded. I think it's much more than that.
Oh, is it?
70.
Okay.
You know, I think that, which I don't think had anything to do with the virus. They had extended it.
Okay.
Which, again, is a problem because now there's more people on the sidelines.
Sure.
We talked to one of the players the other day about water bottles. These are things you don't even think about.
Sure.
Normally, a guy runs out, he has 8 water bottles, and he squeezes water because they're so tired they can't pick up the water bottle and squeeze it themselves. What's going to happen now?
Sure.
Each person's going to have their own bottle. They're only going to have a minute and a half. They're going to run out and squirt water. Right. Now, I don't remember who said this to me, but what about backsplash of the water?
Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
Huh?
You spray the water in your open mouth. It's going to hit your tongue. It's going to hit whatever. It's going to bounce back. Is any of that going to get on the water bottle?
So, of course.
Now what?
I mean,
do you think that every single time the right bottle is going to go to the same person?
You're right. I mean, I mean, they're all touching the same football.
And then they're going to wipe their head.
What if Brady deflates the ball with the air pump, and then the other kid comes up and deflates the rest of the balls, and then they're cross-contaminated?
You're such a moron.
The ball deflating device.
You really are a moron.
I'm just saying, what if it happens?
If anybody is ever looking for you, I will be the first person to let them know where you're at.
Oh, I'm in hiding.
But I'm saying, when that happens.
I'm in a bunker. I'm underground.
I'm going to rent the Goodyear, Goodrich, all those blimps.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, here, 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 because this guy is not right.
Well, like I said, I've been working on my broadcaster award speech.
I don't know how they're going to pull it off. Now, I did read that there's no – how about this? How about this as this continues, right?
Okay.
I mean, we already know that New York fans cannot attend. They were talking about 25% at Ray J. You know what the percentage is in the brand new Alliance Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada?
No.
Zero.
What?
No fans.
None.
Yep.
They don't want to contaminate the new stadium.
I guess.
I mean, it's too nice.
You know, Alliance can't afford that. They can barely afford their name, probably. Hypothetically, I'm joking. I'm kidding. I don't need lawyers knocking on my door either. But yeah, it's just another year of another name, another that we didn't anticipate, but it's Vegas.
Sure.
You're thinking the money. I was going to go to 3 games in Vegas.
Right.
Whether the UFC was there on Saturday or not, I was going.
Sure.
And then if the UFC was on Saturday, I was going to do even more. I was looking forward to that more than I was looking forward to the Bucs season.
Yeah.
Or the Super Bowl that the Bucs were going to win.
You think this Bucs are, I mean, they're so loaded on all sides of the ball.
I believe anybody who has listened to this show knows where I stand with the Buccaneers.
Okay.
With any team. It's
right.
Not the Bucs.
Sure.
I'm not a fan. It's what I do. I get caught up in. I have friends that play for the Bucs. It's nothing like 02. I mean, I felt I was part of that family.
Sure.
There were some things that we did, and I hung out. I don't know where this team loses if everyone stays healthy.
Sure.
You know,
but
and
at
of course,
the same time, they have chemistry. They have to gel.
They'll have chemistry.
I mean, because
Brady will demand it.
Well, because you have, I mean, the Miami Heat put a super team together in South Florida, And it took them three seasons to achieve a championship ring, even though you had Dwayne Wade and Bosh and LeBron, you know. So it takes time. It takes time to gel. It takes time to, like.
I don't buy it.
Really?
I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
Okay.
You know, and we're talking football right now. You know, it's the same thing. There's one ball, blah, 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 blah. Brady has so many weapons. If they stay healthy, if Tom Brady stays healthy, and you know that the Saints.
So what happens if Brady doesn't?
You know what the Saints have already done, right?
No.
They've already posted you're playing for second place. They've already said, we're the best. You're chasing us.
The Saints have said that?
The Saints have said that.
Okay.
I believe the Bucs play Kansas City.
Okay.
Okay. They're the defending Super Bowl champs.
Right.
I still don't know. I still don't know. And I haven't even seen them. Hopefully I'll be able to get out there next week when the media can go back out. I don't know if everyone stays healthy. If Tom Brady stays healthy, I don't know how this Tampa Bay Buccaneer team can lose a game. Now, they will. I'm not a total moron.
Sure.
You know, I'm not Matt McClellan.
You would say undefeated season, like the 72, was it 71?
72.
72.
This Dolphins. Team has the talent to do that. This team has the offense. We're back in the day, you know, Warren Sapp would say, you know, give us X amount of points, we'll win the game. This offense is going to score points.
Didn't Tom Brady already beat the Dolphins' all-time record?
Tom Brady's beat everybody's record.
But the undefeated team, what, 72?
Right.
Went undefeated, but it was only 14 games.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
they lost
so
to
they
the Super Bowl
straight.
In Arizona, which I was there.
So you know, they've already had a longer consecutive win streak.
Without winning the big game.
Right. That's the asterisk.
And that's the key. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we will head back out to Las Vegas, Nevada. Fighter number two fights, as they all do, on Saturday, UFC Fight Night 174. Justin James, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Everyone deserves a best friend. Clear the Shelters is back on August 17th. Join NBC and Telemundo stations for this nationwide pet adoption event. Last year, more than 100,000 animals found their forever homes. Find your new best friend. Go to cleartheshelters.com for a participating shelter near you.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
All right, we are back hanging out here, getting ready for Saturday night with Fight Night 174. And I meant to say it when Scott Holtzman said about he'd fight in the backyard. And I was going to say I would too, but that would be like a hostile, you know, situation, fighting in my own backyard.
Yeah, it's true.
My family would be rooting against me.
Kimbo Slice would show up.
Just like I was going to corner your opponent when you fight.
Jorge Masvidal.
I'm still planning on doing that. All right, let's head back out to Las Vegas. Another fighter who's getting back in the octagon.
Yes.
And we've talked to guys. What is it like? What's it's going to be like? But Justin Gaines has already fought at the Apex. Justin, how are you?
Hey man, I'm doing good. Man. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. So let me just start with that. I've been asking a lot of the fighters, you know, what do you anticipate? How do you get ready? No crowd. But you've already done this once. So not how do you do it? What was it like to do it?
I tell you what, man, I've, you know, coming from a wrestling background, high school wrestling, college wrestling, you know, at the lower levels of wrestling before you get to like the big national tournament, the regional tournaments, it's a small crowd as it is. You know what I mean? Like you'll have, you know, two teams there and sometimes there's less than 20 people in the stands, you know. The crowd size, not having a crowd there, didn't really faze me. I was so tunnel vision on my goal, my mission, on what I had to do. That didn't really faze me. I didn't even hear my corner really or during the fight. You know, I just set out on a mission. You know, this is something I've been working towards for almost 14 years. And I was so tunnel vision. I don't care if nobody was there. I don't care if it wasn't on TV. I just was there to show up and knock Frank Camacho out.
Switch gears just for a second, then we're going to come back to this. Matt, my co-host, and I argue on a regular basis about everything.
Often.
But one of the things we argued about is what the greatest sporting event is. And since you just said what you just said, I've got to bring Justin into this. Because Knucklehead thinks it's the NCAA basketball tournament, and I believe it's the NCAA wrestling tournament.
Ooh, you know, that it's a tough one, depending on the level. So I don't follow college sports like I used to, you know, after going through, you know, college wrestling, man, I think college wrestling is by far the toughest. Personally, I'm not a basketball fan. I think it's too slow. And like soccer, people are faking injuries a little bit too much, for my liking. You know, they always say basketball players fake injuries to get a break and MMA fighters pretend they're not injured when they are injured, to keep going. You know, same thing with the wrestling mentality, you know, but if it comes down to basketball and wrestling, I'm definitely shooting for high-level wrestling, especially that overtime wrestling in college, man. It's I don't think there's anything more exciting than an overtime match for a national championship.
I literally sit in front of the Four Letter Network every year and watch it, and Matt and I have even talked about it. I want to go to it. Of all the sporting events I've been to, that's the one that I really want to go to. I just think the excitement, you know, it's win at all cost. It's only a couple minutes long. I think it's phenomenal to watch. I can't imagine being there in person.
That's, you know, and that's the thing about wrestling compared to other sports is the margin of error is so small in basketball or football. You know, if you make a mistake, you have your teammate to pick you up. If you miss that shot, you know, you might have somebody under the net for the rebound. Or football, you know, you might have someone, you know, yeah, quarterback throws an interception, the defense can get the ball right back. In wrestling, if you make an error, you have to come back on your own, and not only physically come back on your own, but but mentally get over that. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been in a match where I get taken down in the first period, and it's like, fuck, man, now I got to – and then I start off on bottom, or say I get taken down in the first, and the guy gets an escape point. Now I'm down 3-0, and in college, 3 points is a huge – or say I get taken down in the first, and the guy gets an escape point. Now I'm down 3-0, and in college, 3 points is a huge is a huge margin of points to come back from. So, and I have come back, and there's been times where I mentally have been broken, you know, and not be able to come back. So to compare wrestling to other sports, I don't think there's any comparison, man. Like I said, especially at that high level of wrestling, all the points are within 2 or 3 points, and there's nothing more exciting than that.
And just in case people misunderstood, he was talking about duck, duck, goose. He said duck. That's duck. What he said. Yeah. FCC radio, so we just have to be careful.
Oh, sorry. I didn't even know if I didn't even realize that before. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You're not the first one to say that today.
That's true. He's 2-0.
I even slipped earlier, and that, you know, I normally don't. I had to catch myself. Tell me, what is the strangest, funniest thing that's ever happened to you in the middle of a fight? Have you drifted? Have you kind of noticed somebody in the stands? Have you heard something and kind of replayed it in your mind? Something funny has had to have happened.
And, you know, I've had 70 MMA fights, 20 professional, 50, I had 47 amateur fights, but 50 sounds a lot better, so I just say 50. But, man, there's been some crazy stuff happen. I one time had an opponent in the middle of the ring, or right after the match, before, you know, I beat him, and he ran and jumped out of the ring. It was in Mount Clemens, Michigan. He jumped out of the ring and then went and got, like, his crew, and they came back and were shouting at me from the outside of the ring, "Oh, wait till you get out of here, boy, we're all gonna whoop your ass." And I was like, holy, you know, I was choked unconscious in like 2009, and when I woke up, I was staring at the lights, and this big lady, you know, I was choked unconscious in like 2009, and when I woke up, I was staring at the lights, and this big lady, and when I say big, I mean like 250-pound lady, sitting on my chest or on my belly, like trying to bring me back, I guess. And that was like, I thought I was in a nightmare, and I remember my first thought is like, this big girl right here, and I must have been knocked out trying to revive me. I was only out for a couple seconds, but when I came through, imagine, I thought it was a nightmare, like a college nightmare, you know, when you wake up at the sorority house and you went home with a little bit bigger girl than you thought you were going home with. So that would have to be pretty trippy as well.
Justin, how has what you're thinking, your preparation as you're walking to the cage, you know, go back to your first, you know, fight, amateur fight, to your last fight at the Apex. Is it still the same thing inside, whether it's nerves, whether it's confidence, whatever it was, fight one, is it still the same that it was in your last fight at the Apex?
You know, I'll tell you, my first fight was in 2007, and I was talked into doing it. I didn't want to do it, but I was talked into it because, again, I was a skilled high school wrestler. You know, I had a great high school career. I had an average and okay college career, but I was addicted to MMA, so I kind of got away from wrestling in college. Anyways, the first fight, I remember looking across from my opponent. I remember where it was. I remember who it was against. I remember exactly how it went. It was in a bar in front of about 50 people, and when the announcer called my name, I remember thinking to myself, what the frick, what am I doing here? Like, this is, I do not want to be here. This is not going to be fun. And the guy threw a head kick in the first 30 seconds. I blocked it, and I was like, I don't want to deal with that. So I just rushed in, took him down, and then he guillotined me in about a minute. After that fight, my second fight, I was a little bit more motivated because I didn't want to end my career 0-1. I won my second fight, then I went on a then I was addicted. Coming into the Apex, you know, this was the mentality was totally different. The fight was basically for everything and everybody that supported me through the years through my financial or big Bellator card. So, you know, all that I remember thinking on my walk to the cage is I come out to a song called "People Back Home" by Florida Georgia Line, because I'm from Michigan originally, and I just could remember this is for every. I'm getting goosebumps talking about it right now. It's like, this is for everybody that invested money into me, invested emotion into me, invested anything into me. And my game plan was to live by the sword and die by the sword. You know, I was coming in with my hands blazing against Frank Camacho, and I was going to try and kill him. Nothing personal. It's just business. Hands blazing against Frank Camacho, and I was going to try and kill him. Nothing personal. It's just business. And, you know, luckily I was able to land that those two big left hooks right out the get and put him away quick.
You know, it's funny. So many of you fighters, you athletes have always said that. And again, I've been around since UFC 1. It's nothing personal. It's just business. My brother and I got in a 20 and I was 18, and I still dislike him to this day.
Yeah, man, I just like to compete, man. You know, and that's kind of what it comes down to. Just the competition. We're flipping coins. I still wanna win a coin flip. You know, and sure. For my size, you know, when I was little, I wanted to be a professional football player, and then I wanted to be a professional wrestler for the WWE. And you know, MMA fell into my lap when I was like 15, 16 years old when Tito Ortiz fought Ken Shamrock, and I fell in love with it, and I decided it was what I want to do. You know, when I was in high school, and here I am 13 years later living my childhood dream. And if anything, I don't ever plan to be a millionaire off this, but I just want to be an inspiration to people is, you know, dreams do come true. You know, you hear this in movies and stuff, and you hear it, you know, it's easy for the movies to say it, like, because, you know, like, you look at the movie Creed, for instance, he fights twice and he's fighting for a world championship, and they're talking about how down and he was never, you know, it's a movie, it's fake. This is real life. I really put my heart and soul into this. I sold my soul to the devil to get where I'm at right now, and dreams come true, and childhood dreams can come true if you stick to them.
Before I ask you about the fight itself, you brought up the Tito Ken fight. So was it Tito that helped you become an MMA fighter, or was it Ken, or was it just that fight?
It was just the fight in general. So I didn't know really much about anything about MMA leading up to that. And I remember my friend at the time, we had a falling out, but Tommy Gott, you know, he invited me over. He's like, hey, I'm doing this. They're doing cage fights on TV. Like, come over. I was like, all right, bet. And so I come over and we watched the fight. And I was like, I could do that, you know. And then that guy tried to talk me into it. And I saw how gruesome it was, you know, because you look at like the UFC, the early UFC, especially when you kick people in the balls. And, I remember Oddjob. You remember Oddjob from GoldenEye? He fought in the UFC, and yep. He was put away by growing strikes. And I was like, I don't ever want to do that. But after Andy McLaughlin, my first MMA coach, kind of explained to me that it's not really not how it is, and, you know, and the rest is history, man. And I wouldn't say Tito Ortiz or Ken really put it in perspective for me. I like Tito's style at the time. You know, he's a ground and pound guy. You know, I've got away from that style, like, to knock people out now. But I just think just the sport, the competitiveness of the sport is what drew me to it.
And, of course, Kevin Hackney is very famous for the 412 groin strikes back in early UFC days. Before we let you go, talk a little bit about Saturday, your opponent, Gavin. What can we expect to see on Saturday night?
Saturday night, expect to see explosions, man. You know, Gavin Tucker is a tough dude. I can't take anything away from him. You know, I think he's going to be my toughest or one of my toughest opponents to date over 70 MMA fights. He's fast. He's crisp. He has great kickboxing. He's a black belt in jiu-jitsu under Renzo Gracie. He has solid wrestling. He's super strong, super powerful. I'm going to find that hole in his armor, and I'm going to exploit it, you know, and I'm going to take him into deep water. And, I have a great game plan, and I think it's going to take me a round to figure him out because he's so fast and elusive, but I plan on knocking Gavin Tucker out within two rounds.
You said right around 70 fights, so and you're competitive. Are you going to go after Jeremy Horn's record? I think he has about 317 fights.
I mean, all in time, man. Let me go fight this fight. But yeah, that'd be pretty awesome. And if you look at the card, Olenek, the heavyweight Derek Lewis, yep. Right now, he has like 78 professional fights. That's pretty awesome. And you know, I think Olenek's a big dog right now because Derek is so powerful. But I'm rooting for the underdog. Olenek has been professional since the 90s. He's fought in three decades. He's fought in the 90s, the 2000 era, and 2010, now in 2020. So I'm really rooting for him. And, you know, it's going to be hard to catch up to those guys, you know, with how much wear and tear. But that'd be nice to get some pro fights like that. 70 pro fights would be pretty legit.
Justin, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on and talking to us today.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Justin, back in the octagon at the Apex. Like I said, we've asked every single one, what's it like? What's it going to be like? And, you know, all these guys, all these athletes, because there are female fighters, we don't want to just say guys, fought early. I mean, when I was commentating the XFC, there wasn't many people in the crowds. When I go and judge, you know, the World Class Fight League, or when I would go hang out at RFC and do stuff with them, the crowds are not that big. as you're working your way up. So it's not something that's going to be brand new to these athletes.
Sure.
You know, you might get accustomed to, you know, fighting in a big arena, or if you're fighting GSP, you know, when it was up in Toronto and totally sold out and all that kind of stuff. They're used to this.
Right.
Is it an advantage for Justin? I don't know. It was June. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. But you didn't even bring up Guitar Hero. You were supposed to bring up the Guitar Hero.
Man, I'll tell you what. That's what I love about this radio thing.
You sit there and do nothing?
Nothing. I get breaks every time you speak to someone. But I get to listen. I get to find out who these athletes are. And this is a guy I can rock with. Like, he's a guy that I personally live my life like. You know, yeah, his mouth writes a check, and his body has to cash it. So
you better be careful, because he might have, he might be writing two checks.
That's what I did with the pizza diet. I rode a bike to New York. I mean, I feel like I always make declarations, and then I got to go prove it. So
we'll find out about that.
I'll find out Saturday.
Once again, we're going to try to come up with a way to win a prize from the Broadway star.
Yes.
Broadway star. This guy isn't just...
Passes on Broadway.
He's a star, a legitimate star.
Remember that song?
I paid money to see this guy.
You don't pay money for anybody.
I know that. That's how good he was.
Wow.
And is.
Wow.
Now, think of, maybe we'll do a question. You know, you can tweet, you can text, you can call in, you can Facebook. You can ask one question, and I'll answer one question per person until somebody can figure out this person's name.
I don't really know much about Broadway.
Well, none of you people, what do you mean, you people?
Like Cats and like Hamilton.
Remember the Titans when they're walking down the street and the one guy says, you know, let them, or, you know, you. And the guy's like, what do you mean, you people? You people, you. All of you people don't know how to play 5, 10, 20 questions. It's an easy game. I could figure this guy's name out in 3 questions.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's because you know the game.
And I know the person, too. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Everyone deserves a best friend. Clear the Shelters is back on August 17th. Join NBC and Telemundo stations for this nationwide pet adoption event. Last year, more than 100,000 animals found their forever homes. Find your new best friend. Go to ClearTheShelters.com for a participating shelter near you.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low.
I never realized how much I liked music until I listened to the show.
Let's look at something. Get you in the mood.
The mood. It gets me in the mood to not talk.
Baby making music.
What?
I don't know. Oh,
God.
So Barry White. Did you ever meet Barry White?
No, I've never met Barry White.
No, but we do have a UFC fight coming up on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Speaking of that.
That's all we've been talking about.
I know, but like Saturday, August the 8th.
Oh, that's next week. Yeah, we'll talk about next week in a few minutes. On the phone with us right now, our third athlete. Of today's show, Getting Back in the Cage, UFC Fight Night 174, Benil Dararush. Benil, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Tell me, what is it like fight week for you now compared to fight week? You've now been a fighter for, what, 11 years? So say, you know, your first pro fight. How different, you know, is preparation, getting ready the week of a fight?
Well, before the UFC, It was really messy. We didn't have our own hotels. We would have to show up for weigh-ins and then the fight. And the weigh-ins took like 4 or 5 hours because Athletic Commission was always behind. And then, like, they said it's because the fighters are behind. Anyway, that took forever. Then I got into the UFC and it became super smooth. And that's how it was for the past 5-6 years. And then now with COVID, It's interesting because the protocols we have to go through, like I showed up, they right away tested me and they just sent me to my room. They said no contact with anyone for 24 hours, me and my cornerman. Then after 24 hours, you get the negative result, then you can come out. So for the next couple of days, I'm free. And then Friday, I'll test before the fight again. And then I can't leave until I go to my fight and finish my fight.
Is it, you know, and Matt, you mentioned earlier about Chick-fil-A on Sunday, and it's, you know, you want it more when you can't have it. So now that when you go and you're quarantined for 24 hours and you can't leave, is it worse because you can't leave where before you wouldn't leave, but now you can't?
Yeah, I think so, because normally, like, I normally just relax in my room. I'll be on my phone. I'll listen to something, read something, but now it's just like, what? I can't leave? I'm going to leave. I want to leave. And then there's some old lady, a security guard, and I feel bad, like, being mean to her. So I'm like, fine, I'll go stay in my room.
Well, that's when you take the bed sheets and you tie them together, right? And you slide out the back window.
I'm on the second floor. If I had to jump, I would. It's just, I don't know. It seems like it's not worth it. They told me they would cancel the fight if they catch me breaking the rules.
It's definitely not worth it. And when you look at your record in your past three fights, you've gotten a bonus. I don't think you want to jeopardize, you know, when it's 1, 2, 3, that means 4 could be on Saturday.
Could be, man. God willing. We've been definitely working hard for it. I've been working hard for it and been making a lot of sacrifices, especially with COVID and everything. We made sure to continue to grind through because we knew we were going to get a call. And it wasn't, I would say, short notice. 5 weeks is not that short, but it wasn't my usual, like, 10 weeks of preparation.
How difficult has training been? You know, we've had athletes on, you know, every week talking about fights. And, you know, you're used to going to the gym, you know, in the morning. You're used to going 2-3 times. And, you know, how different has it been? And how have you been doing the 6 feet, or have you not? Have you still been doing some grappling? What can and what can't you do?
First couple of weeks was weird, the whole situation. We weren't sure what we were doing. And after a couple of weeks, you know, all these guys are on the same boat. They want to fight, and they got bills to pay. So we went pretty much back to normal training. It just we made the training a little bit more private, so only certain people can we train with, and we didn't, like, you know, before whoever showed up, but now it was more like, okay, we train with the guys we know, and like that's our way of keeping it safe instead of having training with, like, a class of 30 that has new people all the time. We just stuck with the same, like, 10 people, I would say.
Right. Well, and I remember I was talking to my son about that. You know, I've trained, you know, here in Tampa at a couple gyms. And like you said, people, you know, come in today and you don't see them again, or you don't see them and all of a sudden a new face walks in. And now it's a little different. You don't want to train with somebody that you haven't been around and that you don't know because of the virus, and you want to be careful.
Yeah, when we opened up the gym for regular people to train, we actually offered, we said, look, if you guys are not comfortable, bring a friend. We won't even charge you for your friend, and they can train you. You two will train together only, so that way you can feel more comfortable. Surprisingly, no one took the offer.
Wow. That is interesting. I used to get yelled at all the time because I would pick and choose who I would roll with, you know, who I was comfortable with, or who I knew wouldn't try to hurt me, or, you know, whatever. Let's talk about the fight taking on Scott Holtzman on Saturday. How much do you know? What do you know about him? Or does it not even matter about the opponent? It's about what you can do and what you're going to do to the opponent.
For me, the opponent doesn't matter too much. But in reality, I do understand how tough Scott is. Like, the guy's 7-3 in the UFC. His losses are to very good fighters, and he's never been finished. I understand that this is a lose-lose situation for me. I'm taking on a very tough guy who I'm supposed to beat, but if I don't beat, it's going to make me look real bad. So I'm coming in as sharp as I can be.
How do you put those thoughts that you just mentioned out of your mind?
I think the easiest one is to just make sure you work your butt off and you show up. Because if you work your butt off, you kill most of the ghosts in your head, you know? And then the other ghosts, you got to spend some time in meditation and prayer so you can kind of get yourself in the right place. Because, man, everybody has doubts. It's what can you? Everybody has fear. What can you do when you have those things? What can you do beyond those things?
Right. What is the strangest, funniest thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight? Your mind wander, you see something in the middle of the fight. Something come to mind?
One time I was in Brazil, and my wrestling coach wasn't with me. And I hit this really good takedown that he showed me maybe like a month or two before the fight. And I hit the takedown, and the first thing I thought to myself, man, did Marcus see that? And my second thought was, of course he saw that. I'm fighting. He's probably watching me right now on TV. And then I called him and asked him, hey, did you see the fight? He's like, not yet. I was with the family. So that was one of the things that always sticks out to me. And then he's like, he watched it after. But, yeah.
Good stuff. Before we let you go, let's talk about the fight itself. Saturday night, UFC Fight Night 174. I love how the numbers just keep going and going. What can we expect to see?
You can expect to see me show up, and two things happen when I fight. It's either kill or die. Never have I gone out there and just, like, held on to a person. I've either go out there to kill or I come out on my shield, and that's what you can expect. Either I'm going to completely dominate or I'm going to leave on my shield.
This is something that we asked Max Payne Griffin a few weeks ago with the whole Black Lives Matter movement. You know, I'm more curious about back in January with the political foreign affairs between the U.S. and Iran. Like, have you ever had any issues? Like, have you ever experienced that kind of racism here? Like, or is it something that it bothers or concerns you about safety around the world or as you are fighting here?
Here, to be honest, no, man. I'm from Iran. You want to talk? Like, America is one of the least racist countries I've been to. And I've traveled quite a bit. In Iran, every tribe, there's so many different cultures, different tribes, different ethnicities. Every single one of them thinks they're better than the other one. And it depending on how far they choose to take it, it gets ugly. So, like, man, actually America, like, people care so much for, like, each other's feelings. It's surprising.
Good. Wow, that's great. Good stuff. But Neil, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck on Saturday. We're going to put you on hold and get your address. We're going to mail you out a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on and talking to us today.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Appreciate it. Have fun on Saturday. And,
right,
you know, we've talked to all these athletes before, and Saturday is their reward.
Sure.
You know, they've trained for 5 weeks, 10 weeks, 3 months, 18 months, whatever. Everything is done. You know, and how many fighters have said, if I haven't done it by now, it's never going to get done.
Sure.
Now's where I go reward. Now's where I go out and have fun. And I remember Eve Edwards used to tell me that he would beat up his friends more than he would beat up his opponent.
Right.
And that's why I've always said I'm glad we're not friends.
Right, of course.
You know, because I certainly don't want to be your friend if you're going to beat me up.
I'm just fascinated by, like, all these fighters come from around the world.
Around the world.
That's what makes the UFC so global, is that all these guys, you can actually put a nation on your back and you can actually represent your country and your flag and do it in this sport. And it's amazing to see how people are treated around the world. I don't think the racism is as bad as the media says. I don't think it's as bad as the TV says. I don't think people hate each other the way they do. Because I know two of my brothers here in Tampa are Iranian, and they own the Extreme Nutrition Body Supplement Store. And they're probably the two most genuine, giving people in my life. I mean, so I don't know. I love getting the different perspective. And I agree. I've lived in Brazil. I know, like, how racism is, and different countries have it way worse than we do.
I'm biting my tongue.
That's why I'm proud to be American.
I'm trying not to. I'm not going to let you reel me in.
I'm just saying that this whole thing that's going on, they make it shameful for you to be American, be proud of the flag, to be proud of this freedom that so many sacrificed for us to enjoy. And it's nice to see people from other countries appreciate that. Even when there's, like, foreign policies and bombings and assassinations and things that cause these uprisings, where you see images on TV of that nation revolting against the U.S. flag and burning it and disrespecting it, it's nice to hear firsthand testimonials that, hey, America is a great place.
Somebody tweeted out, and I'm having a brain cramp, I can't remember his name, former Tampa Bay Rays, about what has America come to when you have to apologize. The Orlando Magic basketball player had to apologize and tell and explain why he stood for the national anthem.
It's unbelievable.
And then I kind of lost my mind, shocking. I need to stay off the book of face. When people, I'm trying to be careful, said, because then after he stood, he blew his knee out.
Oh,
the player. And they're saying that was God's way of saying,
well, it's the same thing with religion now. You're almost shameful if you tell people you're a Christian or you believe in God. Like, you have to apologize. Yeah, it's, like, shameful. You know, it's crazy how, you know, the world we live in right now.
Well, I will say this much, and I say too much.
Yes.
I will never apologize for who I am.
Yes.
I will never apologize for what I believe in.
Yes.
I have been told that I need to be clearer when I respond on the book of face.
Sure.
Before then.
Right.
So they jump to conclusion.
Right. It's out of context.
I don't know her name. I don't want to know her name. But if the lady is listening.
You can't address her as lady.
Oh, no.
Offensive.
Well, I don't care. I called her lady in the post and she lost her mind.
You can't call her the big girl either, sitting on top of you. what if you wake up and she's sitting on top of your chest, Randy?
I said on the book of face, hey, lady. And she got all mad. And all I could think of was Jerry Lewis. You know, and you're probably too young, but Jerry Lewis, when he used to do all the movies, his big thing was, hey, lady.
Okay.
You know, so
I only knew him from the telethons. That's, like, I grew up where he was always doing the
charity. Isn't that sad?
Telethon.
Never saw any of the movies.
Never saw it. No, before my time.
Lewis but, Martin.
But as a former, was a former Navy vet, I appreciate your service and thanks for protecting the freedoms that we all enjoy.
Well, you know, and again, I know you're trying to rope me in.
Those freedoms allow people to have the opinion against that. And you fought and protected for that. And so if you've never put your time in served in that capacity, you shouldn't have a right to, like, do anything, to say anything.
I know. Yeah, you do. You have a right to say. But what my issue has been, and I try, and we all know who keeps thinking he's you and reels me into crap.
Instigator.
He is an instigator. He is an instigator.
That would be my fight name. Matthew, the instigator.
Here's where my thing is, and this is, and I want to get off it, but here's my stance. And I've changed my stance.
Sure.
Just so you know, my mom and I have disagreed because I have changed my stance. You, the guy across from me, you all of you, have the right to believe anything you want to believe.
It's true.
As long as it's not against the law. As long as it doesn't hurt me or my family, you can believe anything you want to believe.
Sure.
My issue is why you all of you people, won't allow me
to have the same freedom.
To have the same freedom.
Right.
To believe what I believe.
That's it.
You know?
Well, if your view doesn't match up with my agenda, then you're wrong.
I have been fighting with all of you people, because everyone seems to think I'm a racist because I think it's disrespectful to kneel during the national anthem. It's two entirely different things.
Absolutely.
One has nothing to do with the other. And I have expressed to people, and I've called out people. I've invited every single person who has said crap about me to meet at your restaurant,
yeah, of course,
because dinner's on you. And we'll sit down and talk about it.
Sure.
As adults, as professionals, as whatever. Not a single person has ever taken me up on that. So that I can express my belief that I believe.
Sure.
I'm not saying what you believe is wrong.
Right.
That's what you believe.
That's it.
You know, you may believe your daughters are the smartest two daughters in the world. I may not believe that.
Those are facts.
Well, no, I may not believe it. You know, and whatever. You all of you people may believe your spouse is the nicest, best-looking person in the world. You believe that.
Yeah.
I don't have to believe it. It's the same scenario. You may believe it's not being disrespectful.
And I can attest that no one's taking you up on that offer to sit down and actually have a conversation.
None.
Because I've not provided that meal, which I will gladly.
And we don't have to go to Torta Pizza. I'll go anywhere.
If anybody wants to have sit down,
I don't care.
I'll provide the meal.
Lady refused because of the epidemic that we're in. And I said, you can sit across and I'll get a megaphone. But no, you just want to talk crap and talk stuff about somebody you have no idea who they are.
Well, it goes back to the fight game. I mean, it's just a bunch of keyboard warriors.
Well, that's all it is.
So you actually have to sit face to face and actually express it to another human.
I'm going
to
change it a little.
It's not real. It's the same thing as the casino where they demonetize the value of currency. The devaluation of words and is done by the internet and by technology.
Everybody's a badass until they get punched in the face or shot.
Or everybody has a plan until that happens.
Yeah. You know, so I've tried to stay off. I try to stay off, you know, getting involved in it. You people always seem to bring me in. You throw the line out and I catch it in my mouth and I'm reeled in. And I've been told by numerous people, including you, you can't change people.
Sure.
You know, you got to believe what you believe. You all of you people can believe whatever you want to believe.
Sure.
And I will, until the day I die, believe what I want to believe, not what you want me to believe. And that's what I've told certain people who still go into hiding.
Yeah.
Well, some of these people would squash me like a bug, but
they're in hiding. Come out wherever you are. The Warriors.
The Warriors. Yep. One of the greatest movies of all time.
Why'd you do it, Cyrus?
No, it's why'd you do it? Why'd you kill Cyrus?
Oh,
and then he goes, no reason. I just like doing things like that.
There you go.
That's when they were on the beach, Coney Island, where you took me.
Coney Island.
I went once without you, and then we went once together. Shared an awful pizza. It was awful.
It was not terrible. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't good.
We did go to the Nathan's iconic hot dog stand.
And that wasn't anything special.
Yeah, but that's where Joey Chestnut.
Unless you cram 87 of them down your gullet in 15 minutes.
I think 75 was the record this year.
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't even watch. All right. I want to thank all of our guests. I hope they all have a good time and success on Saturday. Two of them may. Well, two of them will. All three can't because two are fighting each other.
That's true.
So with that all said, stay safe. Stay off Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Mickey Beats Man 1.
See everybody next week.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.